Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Bet, Amud Bet. And this is, as promised, our final podcast of the 8th Parak, although it's covered over two handouts, so that's why there's two links on this podcast. And we're going to take a look, as promised, at Daf Kuf Bet Amud Aleph at the bottom, Hamaskir Bayit, Kuf Aleph on Bet at the bottom, Hamaskir Bayit L'Chaviro, Hamaskir Chayav B'Delet B'Neger Uvaman Ul. So if somebody rents out a house, the renter, meaning the landlord, is obligated to take care of the door and the hinge and the lock. Uchol Devar She'Maaseh Uman, anything else needs professional attention. Uchol Devar She'Eino Maaseh Uman, something that doesn't need that, and we'll see a brayta in a minute that gives examples, Hasocher Osehu. Now, Hazevel Shabal HaBayit, any manure belongs to the Bal HaBayit. We'll have to see manure that's where, from which cows. The only thing the renter gets to keep is waste that comes from the oven, from the stove, like ashes and things like that. Alright, Tana Rabbanan, we have a bright. Maskir by the Chaviro, Maskir Chayav Lamidlo Delatot, the landlord has to set up doors, Liftoach Lo Chalonot, to open up windows, Lechazek Lo Tikra, to set up the roof and strengthen it, Lismoch Lo Korah, and to set up the wall, roof properly and the beams properly. But if it's a two-story piece, then the renter has to set up the ladder or the way to get up. Lasot lo makeh, set up a parapet. Lasot lo marzev, set up a spout. Tiach et gago, and to fix the roof, to tar it over. Now, bar minem Rav Sheshet. They asked Rav Sheshet, mezuzah al mi. So who has the liability for the mezuzah? Mezuzah? Why is that a question? Amar Rav Meshashai, mezuzah chovat hadarhi. Mezuzah is the liability of the one who lives there. So clearly the renter has to do that. Elo makom mezuzah mi. Who has to carve out the spot to put it in? So Rav Sheshet tini tuah, davar she'en maaseh umana, socher oseh. Our Mishnah says anything that doesn't need professional help, the renter does. Fainami lav maaseh umanu. F sharhu, the gov to the kanya. All he has to do is knock a little hole and put the mezuzah in and hang it there. Tana Rabbanan, maskir by the chaviru al ha-socher la-sot la-mezuzah. Okay, so the renter has to put up the mezuzah, uchshu yotzei, lo yitlanabi adov yotzei. He can't take the mezuzah with him when he leaves it, when he finishes the rental. Umi nochri, but if he rents from a nochri, not lahi bi adov yotzei, then he takes it. There's a story about a fellow who left the rental property, took the mezuzah, and evidently make a connection. His wife and children died, and evidently not long after. So Maseli's story, is that story coming to disprove? It sounds like from the flow that it was when he was renting from a non-Jew. No, it's going back on the Reisha. He was renting from a Jew, and he removed the mezuzah. Okay, so the end of the Mishnah said, who gets to keep the manure? What's the case? If it's a courtyard rented to the renter, Vittori to Socher, and it's his cows, why should it belong to the landlord? It's not a rented out courtyard, Vittori to Maskir. It must be the cows belonging to the landlord. So then Pshita obviously belongs to him. So Lotzuicha b'chatzer de maskir, it must be the chatzer of the landlord. V'tori da'atu mi'al makam uva, and some cows that came from elsewhere stood there and dropped manure. Now, Masayim Rabbi Yosef Chanina, this supports Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Chanina, chatzer shel adam konelo shelo mida'ato. A person's chatzer makes a kinyan for him, even if he's not aware of it. And something we've seen many times earlier in Bava Metzia and in Gittin. Meitave, we have a challenge. Even Mar Hayom If a man says anything that comes through my property, my chatzer's kone, lo mar klum, it doesn't work. So according to Yosef Chanina, why shouldn't it work? So the answer is Achamaskinim chatzer shemishtamer. We're talking about a wide open chatzer that has no walls. That's not kone. So the end of that brayta says that if everybody heard that some animal ended up in his field or something like that, then it works. If it's an open chatzer that doesn't have walls or isn't locked and somewhere not guarded, then the fact that people heard that there's a metziah there, what does that matter? The answer is once people heard that there's a metziah there and they heard that he has this declaration, everybody stays away from his chatzer. because they don't want something to fall in there and he'll claim it. And that makes it like a chatzer mishtamerit because everybody still avoids it. Okay, Meitave, so we have a challenge. Zevel, hayotzei min ha-tanur min ha-kirayim. So detritus that comes out of the stove, and we mentioned this in the Mishnah. Va-kolet min ha-avir. Or Zevel that's caught in the air, which means that he puts some sort of a vessel next to the animal, and the animal eliminates, it goes into the vessel. Harei shelo, that belongs to the renter. V'shebarefet v'shebachatzer, or something that's in the barn and in the chatzer itself, shebala bayit. So we'll take a look at both those phrases. That a person's chatzer is conifer, kolet mi'avir, my harei shelo. If the renter puts a vessel next to the cow and the renewer goes right into the vessel, it's in the chatzer. Why does he get to keep it? The answer is avir chatzerahu. Amar Abayi. So Abayi says madbi kli b'shulei para. Then he actually stuck the kli onto the para, and it's his own para. So then it works. Rav Amar, he says you don't need that. Avir shein sofalanuach lav kemunach tami. If something's in the air but it's not eventually going to land because it's sitting in a vessel that's hanging in the air, then that's not considered on the ground. Alright, so therefore Rava says, the chatzer is not konis, I think it's in the air over the chatzer. Whom we pshita leila Rava, since when is Rava so sure about that position? And by, he himself asked the boy Rava, Zarak arnike petach zeh, stop petach zeh. If you throw a money pouch through a house, going through one door, coming out the other door, mahu, meaning is the house konet. Avir shein sofal anuach kamunach tami. Do we say that if there's going through air and it's not going to end up landing, we say that it's still as if it's on the ground of that, so the house is kona. Olav kumunach tami. So you see that Rava wasn't sure about it, so how is he so sure in the case of the Zevel? The answer is hatam lo mifsak velo midi. In that case, it's going right through the air. Hacham mifsak kli. Here, it's sitting in a kli. So here, as far as he's concerned, it's certainly not hitting the ground, because between the air and the ground, there's a kli, and that's what it's in. Alright, so refuge b'chatzer shebalabayit, the end of that braita said, if something that's in the barn or in the courtyard belongs to balabayit, tarte, you have to say the courtyard and the barn. So amar baye, hachikam amar miriat v'shebarefet shebachatzer elu shebalabayit. Meaning, if there's a barn in the chatzer, it belongs to balabayit. And that must mean a chatzer that was rented out. So amar vashu zolamerat hamaskir chatzer ostam. If somebody rents out a chatzer, lo iskir refet sheba, the barn in it doesn't go with it. And so it must be the chaser was rented out. The courtyard, the barn inside of it, was not mentioned. And the assumption is, therefore, that it's not rented out. And therefore, it goes to Balabait. So Meitave, we have a challenge against this. Yone Shavach v'yone Aliyat. Birds that are up in a coat, or up in a higher part, up in like a higher, like on a perch. Chayavot b'shiloach. If you find those birds, you have to send the mother away to take the eggs. And nonetheless, if somebody else comes along and takes them, not the owner of that courtyard, then there's gezel, which itself is a contradiction, as we'll see. If Rav Yisochanina is right, chatzer shalom kodon l'shem le'dato, we see that this is something that's over a chatzer. So if we accept the principle that chatzer shalom kodon l'shem le'dato, the bird should belong to the guy, and then karikan ki kare, the introduction of the mitzvah shiluach hakein is, if it so happens that you encounter a bird, prat mezuman, what is being excluded here? Something that's already in somebody's property. So therefore there should be no mitzvah shiluach hakein. He says, no, it works as follows. As a majority of the egg has been laid, it's already chayv and shiluach. But he's not kone until it actually falls into the chatzer. So therefore, we're talking about that moment where it's up there, the eggs are already laid, but it hasn't fallen into the chatzer. So v'chitani chayv v'shiluach, mekamen etepo l'chatzero. So when did we say chayav v'shiluach? That's before they fall in the chatzer. After they fall in the chatzer, it's already mezuman, there's no chiyuv shiluach. But if you say that the chatzer is not kona yet, so why is there any gezel here? So the answer is ha'iman. We're talking about the mother. The mother is already considered there. The eggs, it's a different story. Since the egg has been laid, the owner of the chatzer is looking up and he has his mind on it, so therefore they made a gezel midar keshalom. But now that Rav sent the principle that you're not allowed to take possession of the beitzim, as long as the mother's there, you not only have to send away the mother, you have to send away the mother first. And then, you could even say that the whole thing fell into your chatzer. As long as you could take possession, chatzer zachila, then your chatzer takes possession. This goes back to the sugi we had at the beginning of the second about chatzer mishum yad, mishum shlichut. But if you can't take possession, so therefore the fact that it's in your chatzer means nothing, because you're not allowed to take possession because the mother's still on it. So why do we say neidar kishalom there's gezel? If you already sent away the mother, then the eggs are yours. Gezel malyahu. It's 100% gezel. Not some sort of takonah d'rabbanan. If you didn't send the mother away, habay shalucha. Then you have to send the mother away. You can't say this gezel neidar kishalom. The answer is b'katan dolav bar shiluachu. It was a katan who took the eggs. So katan bar darki shalom. But since when is the katan chayiv to do something because of darki shalom? The answer is achikamar. So katan chayiv lachzilom in darki shalom. The father of the katan has to return the eggs to the owner of the chatzer because of darki shalom. Okay. The next mishnah chet a maskir bayit lechaviro lishana. Okay. Let's say somebody rents out some property for a year. So let's say you say it's for 1 year, $1,000. And then it turns out to be a shana mu'uberet. There's an extra month added in. The renter gains. He ends up being there 13 months for $1,000. He's skilled all the chadashim, but if you rented and said, I'm going to rent you for 12 months or 15 months or 24 months, doesn't matter, at $100 a month, then tabra shana nitabra la maskir. Then if they add a month, there's an extra month's rent that comes to the landlord. There was a story that happened in Tzipori. A guy rented out a bathhouse, and he rented it for 12 Zahav pieces for the year, one dinar Zahav per month. So they stipulated both. So Rabbi Yossi, who's the Mar Da'at of Tzipor, and Shmuel Gamliel were there. They have to split, say, half a zuz for that extra month, which itself is kind of strange. So let's see. Gemara. Ma'asa listor, why are you bringing a story to contradict the ruling? The answer is chasur mechsar v'achitani. There's something missing in the story, in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah dealt with a yearly price and a monthly price. It didn't deal with both. So if you, as the story goes, so if you said 12 gold pieces for the year, one gold piece per month, then yachloku, then you split the difference because the safek, which is it, the month of the year? And so therefore there's an extra month, so you have to split the difference. So good. So Amar Rav, Ivai Hatam, Rav says, if I were there, even though they call a masker, I would have given the renter, the landlord, the entire thing. I would have said, you owe another month. So remember, what was the lashon? 12 gold pieces for the year, one gold piece a month. My Kamashlan. So what's Rav teaching? Tfos Lashon Acharon, that whenever you have two phrases, two declarations, which perhaps sound similar, but when you come to the nitty gritty, there's a difference between them. You take the second one as being the real intention, which is what we're doing here. So Amar Rav Chadazina, Rav already said that. Tam Rav Huna, Amar Bei Rav. Rav Huna quoted with the base mendership Rav, who said, Istira umeya mai. If a guy says, I'm selling you this for one Istira, 100 ma'ah, so me'amai, then it's 100 ma'ah. Me'amai v'istira, but if you say 100 ma'ah an istira, so istira, meaning Rav already ruled that whenever you have two phrases and it turns out that they're not the same, you take the last one. So what's Rav teaching here? So imi hatam avamein apushi kamafarish. No, because in that case, I might have thought that when you said istira, me'amai, you're just explaining what an istira is. But nonetheless, you take the second lashon. Kamash Malan, here that Rav says when you have two statements that really cannot be, one is an explanation of the other, but they really are different, you take the last one. Now, that's Rav's take on the story. He said, you know what happened? The case in Zippori was the guy tried to get him to pay up, and they brought him in the middle of the month to Beit Din. Let's say he brought him the beginning of the month. Kula the masker, then the masker has it because he's the muchzak. But if he came at the end of the month, kula lasocher. Because, in other words, at the beginning of the month, the guy hasn't used the bathhouse at all yet for that month, and so the landlord is muhsak. If it's at the end of the month, he's already used the whole month. He's the muhsak. Now, me or Shmuel Omer and Tfos Lashon Acharon. Wait, Shmuel doesn't agree with Rav that you take the final, the last word. which means he doesn't have to make a circumstance that in Zippori the guy, the din was dafka in the middle of the month. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tavayu, kur b'shloshim, ani mocher lach, yachol lachzor bo afilu b'sei achrona. Rabbi Shmuel both said, if I tell you, I'm going to sell you a kur, which is 30 sa'a, a kur for 30 pieces, then I could change my mind even before they've poured the last se'ah, and I could pull the whole thing back. Kur b'shloshim se'ah b'sela ani mocher lach, but if I say a kur for shloshim, meaning and one se'ah per sela, then rishon rishon kone, each one he takes possession of, he's kone, and I cannot retract the earlier ones, which means tfos lashon acharon, you take the latter phrasing. The answer is hatam tamamai mishum de tofis. The answer is over there, the reason that the fellow, that the seller can't retract is because the buyer is taking possession. So hachanami katafis. Here also, the fellow took possession of the bathhouse, and that's why he read it that way. Nachman amar karka v'chezgat ba'alei ha'kayemet. He says, no, a different story in Tzipori. Karka belongs to the landlord. So, ma'ika mashlan tfos l'shon acharon, hainu de Rav. So, what is that teaching? He says, that's the exact same thing that Rav said, which is the tfos l'shon acharon and the maskir gains. He says, no, afagav da'apech meipach, even though the guy might have switched the order and said first, one dinar per month, 12 for the year, Rav Nachman would still say it goes to the maskir, because it's not an issue of tfos l'shon acharon. It's a question of who's really in charge here, and the answer is the landlord. Okay, bo'am minem Rabbi Yana. They asked Rabbi Yana, socher amar natati. Let's say the renter says, I paid my rent. Umaskir mar lo natalti, and the landlord says, I never got it. Amila viraya, who is to bring the proof? So, question is Eimat. When is this happening? Iva talks mano, if this is before the rent is due. So, Tanina, we have a brighter for that. Ilachar's mano, if it's after the rent is already due. Tanina, we have a brighter for that too. Really a Mishnah to Tan. Meita abetoch shloshim yom. Father died, it was within 30 days of when the kid was born. Bechezka shlo nifta, ad shiavi rayashi nifta. We have to assume that the father didn't redeem the kid with the kohanim. The kid is a bechor. Unless somebody can bring proof that he did. And the kid needs padiyah. La'achar shloshim yom, if the father dies after 30, chazket shenifta, we assume he was redeemed. Ad shir milo shelo nifta, which means that after a bill is due, we assume it's been paid, unless we know differently. So therefore, if it was after the 30 days, the landlord would have to prove he wasn't paid. So lo tzricha b'yomad ha'mishlam zimne, it could be right on the end of the rental. So mi avidinish tepar b'yomad ha'mishlam zimne. The question is, do people generally pay on the first day that something's due? Olo. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tinitua, we have a brighter for that too. Sachir bizmano nishbav notel. If a man who's a hired worker, at the end of the day, didn't get his money, he could take an oath he didn't get his money, he can get paid. All right, which means we assume that at the period of payment, the guy who owes him the money didn't pay. But that's sachir hu, the Rama Rabban and Shvuah. It's only in the case of a sachir that they made him take a shvuah. Because the Baal HaBayit is busy with all of his other workers, he might have forgotten. But here, the renter is believed to say, I did pay, and to take a shvua. Okay. Amar Rav Amram Nachman, Hai man de ogar lebeita lechavrei le'esr shnina. A guy rents a house to somebody else for 10 years. Katav le'shtar, he wrote in the shtar 10 years, but didn't write a date, meaning when they started. Marley Nikita Khameshnin, then he comes to him after a few years and says, you've been there 5 years already, you got 5 years to go. And the other says, I've only been there 3 years or whatever. Meheman, he's believed. Ravacham Div to the Ravina, he says, Elamiata, Uzfe Meya Zuzi Bishtar. If a guy lends 100 zuz in a star, Fiamale Praticha Palgan, then the other guy comes and says, I paid you half already. Hachina Meheman, we're gonna believe him? So Amrale, Hachihashta Hatam Shtar the Guvainaka. Of course he won't believe him there, because there the purpose of the shtar is for collection. In Ita the Parifi, the guy paid anything, he borrowed the Michtave Agave, he should have either written in the shtar, Michtave Le Tavro, or writing a shovar over it, some sort of receipt. Here the landlord will say, the only reason I wrote a shtar at all here for the rental was just so you wouldn't claim the property is yours. But there's no reason to change what's in the shtar if you've been there for a certain amount of time, so if you believe me. Amram Nachman, Shoel Adam betuvo leolam. If a person borrows something, and he borrows it betuvo, meaning he says, I'm going to borrow, can I borrow this betuvo, as long as it works, then he can borrow it forever. That's only if he makes a special kinyan from the Shoel, that he has a perennial use permit on this thing. Go into the garage, take the tool anytime he wants. My brother Arashi, umahadu lekite, and then when it breaks, he can give him back the pieces. So Amar Rav, Haiman da Amar lechavir. If a guy says, Oshlan mara lemirpak be hai pardisa, he says, lend me a plow to plow this this particular orchard. Rafik be hu pardisa, he can only use it for that orchard. If he says pardisa, an orchard, Rafik be kol pardisa dva, he could pick any one orchard and do it. Pardesi, if he says orchards, Rafik v'azel kol pardesi, he can do all the orchards he wants, and then at the end, if the thing breaks, he can give him the pieces back. He must give him the pieces back, he doesn't own them, but he can use it that long. Papa, so a parallel thing. If a guy says, let me have this will, this well, so I can irrigate with it, and then it breaks, lo bonila. Garguta v'nafla, if he says, lend me a well, and it breaks, so bonila, he can rebuild it, because on the guy's property, and because he needs to use more water. Be garguta, if he says, I'm looking to find a well, kari va'azel kama garguti ba'ari ad mitramile, he can dig as much as he wants till he finds water. So, but again, he has to make a kinyan from the lender. Okay, last mishnah, hamaskir bayit lechavero v'nafal. If a guy rents out a house to somebody and it falls, chayav lamid lo bayit. The landlord has to set up a new house for him. Hayakatan leisanu gadol. If the house was small, he can't build a big one. Gadol leisanu katan, vice versa. Echad leisanu shtayim. If the house was one house, he can't make it into two. Shnayim leisanu echad, or vice versa. Loifchot min achalonot v'leosif aleim. He can't diminish or add to the amount of windows that were in the original house. El midat shnayim, unless they both agree. So now, hechidami. Idamar lebayitzeh. If when he rented it out, he says, I'm renting you this house. If it's gone, it's gone. He doesn't own another house. If he said a house, so why can't he make the one into two? In other words, if he said, I'm renting you a house. So he went into a house, the house fell down, build another house that's different, that's twice as big, twice as small, doesn't matter. He gave him a house. So if when he says, I'm renting you a house with these measurements, so Yachim Alameimra, then what's the Chiddush? It's obvious you have to give him a house with those measurements in that style. So Ela Kiyatu Avinu Rish Lakish. We have another version of Rish Lakish. The Amar Le Habayit Kazeh Ani Maskir Lacha. I'm renting you a house that's like this. Vakatim Alameimra. So again, it's obvious. So Lo Tzvicha Dekai Aguda Denara. The house is sitting on the banks of a river. Mauritim Mai Kazeh Dekai Aguda Denara. I might think Kazeh means location. It's on the banks of the river. So Kamash Balan, that it doesn't mean that. It means a house that this shape and this size and this many windows, etc. Okay, Adran Allah HaShoel, Baruch Hashem, we've completed another parak in our studies, the 8th parak of Bamatziah, and Mi'etz Hashem, we will begin parak HaMakabel, the 9th parak of Bamatziah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.